Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring and my fine wife Bev is on a special mission today. What does it take to experience every good thing we have in Christ? What is required for us to have a total understanding of every single promise we have in Christ? The simple answer is found in Philemon 1, verse 6, in the New International Version. That's Philemon 1, 6. And it says, I pray that you may be active in shaping your faith so that you'll have a full understanding of every good thing we have in Christ. Now, that's a verse that you can definitely personalize. You really can. I pray that Maya may be active in sharing her faith, so that Maya may have a full understanding of every good thing she has in Christ. I pray that Paul may be active in sharing his faith, so that Paul will have a full understanding of every good thing he has in Christ. Personalize it for yourself. As we're actively sharing our faith, we'll gain a deeper, more complete revelation of every good thing that God has planned for us. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Not that I always am, but in this I need to say to you that I really like, love, and embrace the promise that I can have every good thing I have in Christ. How is He going to give us every good thing? How will He provide for the manifestation of every good thing? Philippians 4:19. But my God, shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I've discovered 8 things about every good thing. Number 1, we're to rejoice and praise Him as He provides every good thing to us. Deuteronomy 26:11, King James. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given unto thee, and unto thine house, thou and the Levite, and the stranger that is among you. Now listen to the New Living Translation of that same scripture, Deuteronomy 26:11. Afterwards, you may go and celebrate because of all the good things the Lord your God has given you and your household. Remember to include the Levites and the foreigners living among you in this celebration. We're to celebrate every gift, every blessing, even the smallest things. Wait, I take that back. God never does anything small for us. Everything He does is big and meaningful and life-changing. Now, I can sense that someone may have thought, well, maybe you, Brother Harold, but not me. God hasn't done anything big or meaningful for me. Whoever you are, I want you to stop right now and realize what a huge blessing it is that God gives you air to breathe every day. Have you stopped to think about all those who labor to breathe? They would gladly trade places with you, with me, right now. And you see, this is only the beginning of our blessings. We all need to stop and be grateful for the many things we take for granted. We also should celebrate not just what He's done for and provided to us, but every member of our household as well. Number 2. We must recognize where every good thing that we enjoy and possess comes from. Psalm 16:2, New Living Translation. I said to the Lord, you're my master. Every good thing I have comes from you. Everything on planet Earth belongs to God. We own nothing, but we get to manage everything. Notice the scripture says that every good thing comes from Him. The Bible qualifies the things we receive from God. It does. Sickness is not good. And God will never give you something that's not good. Debt is not good. God will never give you something that's not good. Poverty and lack are not good. God will never give, he'll never give you something that's not good. Our Heavenly Father gives us good gifts, not bad, harmful, or evil ones. Matthew 7:11 in the Classic Amplified Bible. If you then, evil as you are, know how to give good and advantageous gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven, perfect as he is, give every good and advantageous things to those who keep asking him? Hallelujah. Number three, we'll be empowered in every good thing we do. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. 2 Thessalonians 2, 16 and 17 in the New Living Translation. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal comfort and a wonderful hope, comfort you and strengthen you in every good thing you do and say. Comfort and strengthen you in every good thing you do and say. Whenever you're in the midst of a battle, you need the assurance that someone has your back. Someone who can give you peace and strength in the heat of every conflict. Number four, we will be given every good thing that gives God pleasure. Hebrews 13:21, New Living Translation. May he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him forever and ever. Amen. God will only give us things that give him pleasure. Psalm 35:27. Bid them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. What gives him pleasure in every good thing? Your prosperity. Number five, we're to bless and honor those who bless us through the teaching of the word. Galatians 6:6, Contemporary English Version says, share every good thing you have with anyone who teaches you what God has to say. The Classic Amplified Bible translation of Galatians 6:6 gives it a little slightly different perspective. It says, let him who receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support. Yes, every good thing, including more than a pat on the back and an attaboy or great job, preacher. It includes financial seeds. Money is a part of every good thing. Number six, we're to produce the fruit of our salvation in every good thing we do. Colossians 1:10, New International Reader's Version. We pray that you will lead a life that is worthy of the Lord. We pray that you will please him in every way. So we want you to bear fruit in every good thing you do. We want you to grow to know God better. Hallelujah. We want you to bear fruit in every good thing you do. That's something else you can personalize. In fact, if I did it, so we want Harold to bear fruit in every good thing he does. Personalize that thought. Get it down in your spirit. Every good thing you do for the kingdom of God. Number seven, we have at our fingertips the master key to doing every good thing he wants us to do. Hebrews 13:20 in the New Century Version. I pray that the God of peace will give you every good thing you need so you can do what he wants. Personalize that scripture. I pray that the God of peace will give John every good thing he needs to so John can do what he wants. I pray that God, the God of peace, will give Corrine every good thing she needs so that Corrine can do what she wants and what God wants for her. You may wonder how we can know what good things he wants us to do. The answer really should be obvious to every believer, but it's found in 2 Timothy 3:17. 2 Timothy 3:17 in the New International Reader's Version. By using scripture, a man of God can be completely prepared to do every good thing. Do you remember the old Yellow Pages ad from years ago? It said, let your fingers do the walking. Well, that's so true when it comes to the scripture. Every solution to every problem and possibility is right at our fingertips. And the computer makes it so much easier with topical word searches. But the bottom line, 7 words. Read your Bible. Do what it says. Hallelujah. Number 8. We must never, ever forget that every good thing comes from God and that he's never going to change. James 1:17 in the New American Standard. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Our Heavenly Father wants us to have every good thing. Hallelujah. He wanted that in biblical times, and he still wants us to have the same thing today. God hasn't changed his mind, and the good news is he never will. He never will. God has every good thing in store for each of us, but we need to be about his business. We need to be reading and studying his word. We need to do exactly what the scripture tells us to do. It's just that simple. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stay with me for a moment. I want to encourage you to join us tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern for Sunday Night Live. Teaching is going to make you shout, maybe even jump up and run around the room. It's going to do that. Also, go to HaroldHerring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. And you've been blessed by the teaching. Up at the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says, so we ever ask. And until tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern or tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, God bless you, happy trails, and keep thinking rich thoughts.